Hallelujah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for a new day. Thank you, Lord, for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. And thank you, we can pursue this on a daily basis. Thank you for your mercies that are new this morning again, Father God. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The readings, must read.
We read 1 Thessalonians 5 from verse 12 to 15. Now, brothers and sisters, we ask you to recognize the value of those who work hard among you. Those who, as followers of the Lord, care for you and tell you how to live. Show them the highest respect and love because of the work they do. Live in peace with each other. We ask you, brothers and sisters, to warn those who will not work. Encourage those who are afraid. Help those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. Be sure not to pay back wrong for wrong, but always try to do what is good for each other and for all people.
Hallelujah. I think of the scripture, you know, anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all is new. And this is what we are taking hold of. We've come into the kingdom. Hebrews 12:22, we come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the kingdom of God, and there we got all the angels. We are a part of the church of the firstborn. We're citizens of heaven, and we're in the presence of the Father, and then Jesus is speaking, and we must listen to him because he's paid the price. Sin has been dealt with. The righteousness, the answers, grace, the great and precious promises. This is what we partake of. So I think of going back now right at the beginning of Hebrews 12, and there we see, so we are now this great cloud of witnesses. We just read Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is just before this, and it speaks about their lives of faith. And then it tells us without faith it's impossible to please God. And so day by day we partaking of faith, but it's the faith of God now that is leading us, and to make straight our paths, to pursue peace. And I like it says, pursue peace and holiness, without which we won't see the Lord. So holiness is separation unto God. Holiness is partaking of that, of our unique calling. And when we're doing that, we experience God, because that's what it's all about. It's experiencing the love that is available to us so that we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert. But the powerful thing here we see, it's as we are taking hold of the good, as you are putting on the newness, your thinking is new, and you can put on the newness. You can take hold of the holiness and that which is provided for you. And that's why then there's no more room for the wrong thing. So we get too busy with the good to do the bad. As it says in Hebrews chapter 12, and that there we walk straight paths now. We don't walk into the wrong places, do the wrong things. We are walking with the Lord, and we are partaking of the kingdom, and that's what it's all about. And I just think of, you know, you had prophetic pictures, and you had a prophetic picture of the Exodus, where the Lord raises up Moses to take his people out into the promised land. Now God has raised up Jesus as a shepherd that takes us into the kingdom, where we see the Jews have been taken out. They gave Moses a hard time in the desert, and they died. So in the same way, guys, appreciate those that are bringing kingdom realities to you. Those are motivating you to walk in peace and holiness. And because, yeah, you don't, we saw they perished in the desert. And so we also saw that all the sins that came upon them is also what the devil is throwing at us now. And that's why we got to again go back to Hebrews. Hebrews 12, where's it? I forget the scripture now. But we must just stay too busy with the good, stay pushing on, stay encouraging, stay loving. You've been given all this. This is the kingdom you're in now, righteousness, peace, and joy. And so spread righteousness, peace, and joy. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for reminding us to live in peace with each other, to encourage those who are afraid, to help those who are weak, to be patient with everyone, and be sure not to pay back wrong for wrong, but that we will always try to do what is good for each other and for all people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.